I'm Tracy Samilton with the Environment Report. In 2016, Michigan got an important new tool in the growing effort to limit global warming. It's a state law that for the first time requires electric utilities to submit long-term strategic plans. The plans show that Michigan's two biggest utilities differ on how aggressively to cut carbon emissions. Consumers Energy's Jackson Generating Station is a cathedral-high labyrinth of massive hissing pipes. Plant business manager Jason Ricketts says this plant is super efficient. Jet engines burn natural gas to make electricity.
It's exhausting about 880 degree air that gets directed through the boiler.
And that waste heat creates steam to create more electricity. Now you might be thinking, okay, but isn't natural gas a fossil fuel just like coal? And shouldn't we be phasing it out? Well, Consumers Energy officials pretty much agree.
Our clean energy plan is going to deliver a 92% reduction in our carbon emissions by the year 2040.
That's Brandon Hoffmeister of Consumers. He says the utility's first strategic plan calls for ending the use of coal completely by 2040 and no new natural gas plants. In their stead, zero carbon sources, like helping customers use less electricity. That's a big one. And solar, another big one. About 5,000 megawatts by 2030.
And about 6,000 by 2040.
Compare this to DTE Energy's proposal. It anticipates about a third of the solar that Consumers is planning, less emphasis on reducing electricity use, and it makes a big bet on natural gas. Construction on DTE's new 1,100-megawatt natural gas plant is happening as we speak. The utility says it's on track for 80% lower emissions by 2040. That's significant, but less aggressive than Consumers' plan for a 92% reduction. Here's why it could matter. The more we rely on natural gas in 2040, the harder it will be to get to net zero carbon emissions by mid-century. Still, Irene Dimitri of DTE Energy says that new plant is necessary, not just for DTE customers. She says it will provide power whenever it's needed to keep the larger Midwest energy grid stable.
It's a very flexible plant that's able to ramp quickly when renewables, when the, you know, sun stops shining or the wind stops blowing.
But there are many who think the plant's a bad bet. Dan Bacall, for one. He's with sustainability think tank Ceres, that's spelled C-E-R-E-S.
I think if you look closely at the issue of climate change and the pace of decarbonization that's going to be required, it is very likely that a natural gas plant built today will not remain for its useful life.
Margaretta Kearney of the Environmental Law and Policy Center says to her, it looks like DTE Energy is stuck in the past. She says Consumers Energy's plan was bolder.
One of the things that differentiates Consumers as a company, I really think, is that they looked at the world and they recognized it's changing. And we're a company and we have shareholders and we want to make money, but we need to figure out how to do that in a changing world instead of holding on to, you know, the old way of doing business.
Irene Dimitri of DTE Energy says the utility's proposal is realistic based on conditions today. She says the plan will be revised every 5 years.
If we can do more quicker, we will. But it's really hard for anybody to say exactly what will happen by 2050. These are all long-term forecasts.
Clearly, environmental groups would love to ask the Michigan Public Service Commission to pull the plug on the natural gas plant. They can't. The commission approved it just months before the state's new energy law that requires strategic plans went into effect. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.